All right. And now, to the millions and millions of listeners and viewers all across the world,
it's the
That's Not Christian Podcast.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Switch. I'm here with your man, Jimmy. I'm here with your man, Ant. I'm here with your man, Jay. And we got a very, very special guest, our homie from Staten Island, Rich.
What's up?
Get on them, Bucks.
What was going
that?
On.
Birdman? That was Birdman? No.
That was the first W.
Oh, the woo.
Peace to the gods and the earths. You know what I mean?
Peace to the gods and the earths out there. What's up, Lord? For real.
What's going on, fellas? What's today's mathematics, huh?
Today's math is knowledge.
Oh, okay. You talking
some
that.
People gonna be mad already. Talking about, that's not Christian.
So how was y'all weekend? Well, weekend's already done, right?
We're in the middle of the week.
I'm so used to our Monday episodes that I'm like, how's everybody's weekend? But right. I haven't seen y'all in 2 days, man. How was y'all
Monday.
Last 2 days?
You saw us on Monday.
Yeah, I didn't see you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever. Man.
It's Wednesday. Damn, man. These unemployed folks, man.
Wow.
Wow. Shots.
Wow.
I got to be all that. Listen, man, I'm not unemployed. I work for the government. That's how it goes, right. Man.
Yo, Trump said you need to run that money back, though, man.
Yeah,
you saw that meme? He said I want my stimulus back. He said I want that $1,200.
He doing a reverse wire out your account.
He had to make his money though. He didn't say that though. That was just a meme.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of people that have been getting unemployed recently, man. Your man Carl Lentz from Hillsong.
Ooh, you fellas heard about that, man?
Heard about it. Yeah, he seen the letter, right? They dropped a letter or note or something. What was it?
Nah, they sent an email to
Oh, the email. Members. Yeah. Then they didn't put it on the Instagram.
Oh, they might have.
Well, he had made a post on Instagram.
Yeah, he did.
Saying that he's stepping down, and then Hillsong had made a post as well. But before all that came out, we already kind of had the scoop because
from the email,
you know, our sources.
we know people, and then why?
What y'all feel about that? Because some people felt like he should have not been fired. As far as you know, being fired from Hills, like you know, let go of as far as the job or the position.
What happened?
That's my thing, right? Because I said this before. Like, why is it when you make one mistake, you could be on point for like 10, 15 years, right? And you make one mistake. And it's like this whole big announcement in front of the world.
Right.
They got to excommunicate you. You know what I'm saying? And that ruins your reputation. Like, we're not people anymore. Like, I understand we got standards. I understand all of that. But it's like, where does standards and humanism meet? Because I thought we know we're not perfect, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, here's something to combat at that, right? The press, well, not press release or whatever you want to call it, that was sent out to members. Obviously, people are gonna start leaking in, and it gets to the press, and then that's how it makes a big commotion.
That's true.
But initially, it was sent within leadership. So, yeah.
But either way, like. So,
but you write that one thing.
Him
you
having
know,
a how, moment means he unfit to lead all of a sudden, like, or he became unfit when you found out.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when they sent the letter, it was like it was multiple things, right? It was not just moral failure, but they said that he had was it something about trust in the church.
So
it seemed like something that was more than just this one moment. That's just me reading into it. I'm not sure, but it probably seemed that way. And you know, maybe the moral failure, which we found out was him cheating on his wife.
called it, yo.
But that's what he said, right?
Yeah, Ant had called it because he was like, I know what it is.
Through the prophet, bro.
It's always that prophet.
The email says...
Well, it was the way they worded the email, though, because there was a paragraph in there, and they seemed like they were sympathetic towards his wife.
Yeah, they did. They dropped her. Yeah, they did. They dropped her in the email. You're right.
And then it was like, oh, yeah, Carl, too. But it just, it was really directed at his wife and their sympathy and how they felt bad for her in that specific paragraph. I was like, yo, he did. Like,
so how many times has somebody got knocked from a position for something that wasn't infidelity?
That's a great question.
Because that's always the case. So is that the only thing they're doing wrong?
Well, no, I disagree. I think most
past, like
sometimes when this happens, when it comes like infidelity, what they'll do is the past will step down, right? They're not necessarily fired or, you know, lose a position in the church, but they make them like take a break or whatever. In my understanding, this has been maybe one of the few times somebody's actually been fired, you know, maybe from the church.
Maybe he don't want to step down.
But I'm just saying the fall off is always infidelity.
It always seems that way.
Can you guys think of any other pastor who, like, who's been forced to step down for any other reason?
Like pastor shot somebody or nothing.
That's hog mob. That's hog mob.
That's hog mob. That's in Cali.
They fell out there with the beam on you.
Yeah, that's how they get initiated. You know what I mean?
Yo.
But it's true. It almost seems like when they do anything else, it's like a slap on the wrist. But when it comes to adultery, it's like,
So I've been to two churches where the pastor had to step down. What do you mean?
Same reason.
Similar reasons. Still sexual sin. So the first one, I was going to Church of the Harvest, and that's with Bishop McClendon. And he got caught in infidelity, and he was asked to step down by the Foursquare Church because he was a member of the Foursquare Church, and he was like, nah, skip that. I'm leaving the Foursquare Church. You know what I'm saying? And so... He kept the name of his church. He just started a new church that was non-denominational, so he never stepped down. And then, you know, a few weeks later, he was remarried, you know what I'm saying, with a brand new wife and everything. Yeah.
You said the next week?
Same goes for Jamal.
A couple of weeks.
Same goes for what?
Planning the wedding.
For Jamal Bryant. I mean, his church found him, you know, cheating around, but
he didn't lose his church.
You know,
nah, he went to another church that had lost their pastor for cheating.
Wow.
Damn.
And then I went to another church. I was at a P4CM. I was at Passion for Christ Movement. And the pastor, he wasn't married, right? He was single. But he was like...
messing around?
So if a cute girl came through... He would volunteer to disciple him. You know what I'm saying?
He was laying hands.
He was laying hands, bro. So like in the sense of like what Riggs is talking about, I think for that, I see the dog in the background. What's going on?
My dog's
popping. Right here, dog. you know, in that case, I think it was right for him to step down to be forced because he was like hollering at all the shorties at church. He was a predator, you know what I'm saying? So like,
right, that's different, you know what I'm saying?
yeah it wasn't like, you know, it was
so we don't like we kind of don't know what you know, to what extent this kind of relationship is like. We don't know if he's been, and you know what's another thing, we never hear about women talk about these things. Word. We only hear the men side. We never hear like, yo, this female, it's almost like it's always the and
what you
and,
mean, like if it was like Paula White or something,
not
like a
Paula
woman pastor.
White.
What do you mean?
Like the women that are involved. Like I want to know who are these women that they're getting involved with.
Maybe they don't want to.
Are they people,
you know,
in
saying?
The church? Are they people outside of the church? Is this like? Because listen, recently the same thing happened to I started watching this virtual church online that my friend attends. And, you know, I was loving it. I was getting fed there. I'm listening to the word. And this pastor, I'm like, yo, this dude's on point. You know what I mean? And then same kind of situation. They found out that he was cheating on the cheating with one of the sisters or something like that in the church.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, like I was so thrown back by that because, you know, this dude had discipled and mentored other people. You know what I mean? Like he's helping other people overcome their sexual problems or their sexual addictions. And he's dealing with this. So it was. But I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you know, I want to know, like, where, who are these females? Like, I don't know. I guess the story behind it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not important, but it's just like all these pastors that keep falling. Maybe they need to know their limits. Like, you know, what was it? Was it Billy Graham that said he don't even get into an elevator with another female alone or something like that? Like, he was like, I don't even go to in the elevator. If I see that an elevator is there with a female alone, I'm not jumping in there because of. Just not even just because he might be attracted, but just if the female said, oh, he tried to holler at me or made up a story.
He don't even want that on his jacket like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
and then recently, remember, what's his name? Ravi Zacharias, too. Oh, he never touched on that
accusation, right?
Yeah. After his death.
It's like you wait till he died. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that one, I don't know. I ain't. That's why I didn't even want to touch on it because they ain't really speak on much about it before.
Don't even matter at this point. Like, you're just trying to sully people celebrating his death or people acknowledging,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, the great things you want to come out of the world. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm, quote unquote, victim shaming and all of that, but it's like when you cry wolf so many times, you know, with this movement going on where everybody's right. getting called out, it's like you don't know what's real from what's not. And if it mm-hmm. was if it was like that, why you wait till after he passed? You know what I'm saying? Right. So it kind of makes it look not legit.
Strange. Yeah.
And you kind of hurt the argument for other women that have gone through it and
that's true.
Want to come forward and say something. So
and he can't even really defend himself.
He can't defend himself. Can't. You know what I'm saying?
He can't really. He can't at all.
But so it's like, what are you getting out of that? You can't sue him. You can't get him locked up. So what was your
what was the point?
What was your motivation? You know what I mean?
And you kinda enabled him too, because let's just say the allegations are true, right? Like you not saying something allowed for him to maybe do that to somebody else. You know what I mean? Right, like exactly. You enabled the predator, you know, in some sense, you know?
Right.
Because it wasn't something where she was alleging like we had an affair or something like that. It was like she was straight violated, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And I don't put my head on the block for nobody because I've seen a lot of things, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's hard for us because we so far from the situation. We've seen it like everybody else. So
yeah,
what we could do is have our discussions about it that ain't really moving nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, true. And whoever's affected is affected, and that's it, really.
I mean, I think they definitely should step down. You know what I mean? I remember in my past, like, I had walked away for many years, and it was because of lust, you know what I'm saying? And I had to you just got to stop, you know what I'm saying? You can't, you really need to take a step back in what you're doing in life, you know what I mean? And really consider.
But were you like involved in the church? Were you leading any classes, or you had okay? So you had a
no.
Had
I wasn't. I wasn't. But I was doing ministry. You know what I'm saying? I was doing a lot of ministry.
Yeah. Did they ask you to step down, or that was something you wanted to do yourself?
You see, that the problem with me was I had so much guilt and then shame from it that I just ran away completely. I was just like, I'm not dealing with church. I'm not dealing. Right. This is bigger than everything. Yeah, I went. That's when I felt once I confessed it and tried to deal with it, I couldn't deal with it. I was just like in so much shame and guilt of what I had done, because at that time I was also supposed to be married. You know what I mean? I wasn't married, but I was supposed to get into.
You were engaged.
Yeah, I was engaged to be married. So then I had to confess that to her. You know what I'm saying? So I've heard so many people in that process that they would never think. They'd be like, nah, Serge, like, he would never do that. Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't know, like, I had this thing that was hidden, you know what I mean? And I just never dealt with it. And that's why the word says, confess your sins to one another, man.
And the blessing is you felt guilty.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the silver lining in that situation, because a lot of people don't feel guilty, and they'll sit right there and step up. Like, yo, I want more positions in the church. And don't feel nothing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's true. I mean,
like,
that's
I've been that guy. I've done a lot of things where like after I got saved that I acknowledged it was evil, but I was like, why don't I feel bad? Like, maybe I'm just not really saved like that. You know, and sometimes it came from the church I was in at the time, where a lot of people around me, it was the typical, like, everybody was fronting type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I was genuine, but I was genuine about my dirt too. You know what I'm saying? And right, everyone around me is just so joyful and so saved, and they ain't doing nothing. I'm just like, damn, I guess I'm not saved like that, until you got to know these people and you realize they was worse than me. And I'm just like, dad, you ain't got no shame. Like, you done just finished crying. You just finished, like, laid out on the floor, and then you got up like, yo, so, you know, so let's go with. And I'm like, wow, really? You know, so I realized, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's dangerous, because that front makes people, like, I really almost walked away, because I said, I still believed in God, but I was just like, he's sovereign enough not to choose me, because the way everyone around me is acting and talking like they living, it's not what I'm living. And I'm not fronting for people because I can't front for God, you know what I'm saying? So
I was
just like, I guess he ain't choose me, you know, and then he kept me enough till I grew my maturity. But that stuff is dangerous, man, because that's why good. People walk away, they vanish, like you talked about in your experience, when, you know, depending on situation, you could at least come with your head down, like, yo, I messed up, I, you know what I mean, I'm here, and, you know, people embrace you, and they, you know what I'm saying, they help build you back up.
Build you up, yeah.
But you ain't got to be so like, yo, I need to just...
Yeah, my problem, I think, also was like, I was only remorseful because I felt that guilt. I don't feel like it was total repentance, because then I just kept on, and then it was just like I let go completely. Like, I felt like my lust was too big. Like, I can never fight this. I can't overcome this.
Yeah, it ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But listen, man, all of us as believers, like, when we deal with something and we got to struggle, like, we have to have that accountability. We have to go above and beyond. When it comes to that particular area, you know, whatever it is, whatever, if people are into those kind of vices, you know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't really necessarily go away, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It comes back, and then you just got to learn, like, no, I'm not going to do this. And
like, that's serious. It's serious. They just got to stop being so taboo to put on the table.
Yeah.
That's what makes people hide in it, and they go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Depending where you at, you may never come back from that.
Yeah, I was about to say, it got to be your environment, who you surround yourself with, you know?
Right. One of the things that Carl said on his post, and I quote, he says, I did not do an adequate job of protecting my own spirit, refilling my own soul, and reaching out to the readily available help that is available. So, I mean, it goes to show how, you know, I mean, obviously these... you know, celebrity passes, you know, like they say, you know, involved with so many people of influence and stuff like that. Like, it might be maybe easier to fall into temptation or whatever than, you know, Joe Schmo that nobody really knows about, you know? And I think we can learn that, you know, we need to take steps to protect our own heart and our own soul and everything. 'Cause we don't know, you know, everybody, you know, falls short from, you know, the glory of God. And you need to, you know, if it's on Instagram, you know, got to clear out that explore feed, you know, don't be following all these, you know, thoughts and TikToks and all this other stuff, because it ain't going to end very well, you know.
That sounds like a mixtape.
Adam.
And I added nobody.
Jay dropping a new one, thoughts and TikToks.
That's a new T. That's a new merch coming soon. That's not Christian.com. But yo, I think it's more than that, man. It's not just him being a celebrity. I think you got to create that environment and accountability. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it is that because he was a celebrity, nobody was holding him accountable. You know?
Yeah. Yes, man.
Asking him a question. Yeah. Nobody was asking him questions. You know, like, yo, how's this going? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
maybe they were, and he was just like, yo, no, I'm straight.
Yeah, I'm sure, because when you're in that type of position, you know, like, you're supposed to people assume that you got it all together and don't realize that you're struggling. You know what I'm saying? Right. and people assume that of you as well, you know. And if you don't create that environment of like, yo, I'm struggling with this, or pray for me for this or that or the third, if you don't create that environment, then, you know, that's not something that people expect, you know.
Right, right.
Like they just,
and
they
that's even like, harder too, because you, when you get in the, I'm sure that, you know, he was getting the bag from the church, and you know what I mean, to admit that and then just be like, well, I gotta step down because, you know, I've been wilding out.
Right.
You know, it affects it affects your wallet, it affects everything, you know what I mean? So he gotta,
of course.
Yeah, he should bless Carl Lentz, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man. You know, just shows that he's human like anyone else, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hopefully he get back on his game. I wonder how the church members feel about it. You know what I mean?
How you feel, Jay?
I mean,
that was a good segue.
That was when I got the email, I was like, dang, you know, that sucks. But then I also thought, like, you know, I think the church had to do whatever they had to do. I also think, like, you know, Hillsong is huge. Like, if you think of like a big corporation, like Hillsong is one of the huge churches that there are in the world, you know. And I think maybe, you know, the, you know, Brian, who's the senior pastor, deciding to, hey, we're going to let you go. I don't know. I felt like it was the right move, because Hillsong hasn't really been known for that type of controversy. They've had other controversies before, but when it comes to like everybody, you know, walking and leading in line with God, hasn't really been, you know, like that. This is probably the major one. So I, you know, and I also think like it could have been maybe in his contract, like, hey, listen, if you mess up here, then I'm sorry, but you got to go, you know?
Yeah.
You got to go.
You know?
Business.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, and the money's low right now with, you know, COVID and everything. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they're struggling.
That was like the best opportunity. You don't think they're struggling?
I don't think they're struggling.
It can't be the same.
The money ain't the same, bro. You can't. Yeah.
Nah, but they be sending them ties, dude.
Oh, they got auto pay. They got auto pay.
Yeah, the church used to do does like every year a whole, you know, financial review, whatever. So
they've been okay, pretty much. They've been okay.
Yeah, the local church, I would say.
So you haven't stopped tithing, is what you're saying?
I mean, yes, I have.
Yeah, he said,
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Other people may have too, so the money might be low.
I think a lot of people have.
Yeah. To say that it's not the same as, you know, when everybody was there, okay, sure. You know, but that they're struggling, like, you know, hey, we might not.
I'm not saying
you
saying he got laid off? Like, it was the perfect storm? Like, yo, this is great. Yeah,
like a PR thing?
Let him,
like,
right. Yeah, they had to pay him out.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're struggling with like to keep the lights on, man. But like, you know, your tithes is down. You know what I mean? You got to let somebody go. You're not having church service, you know, because Cuomo, whoever, you know, like
Cuomo.
I mean, you are having church service Cuomo. Online. Yeah. It's good, Cuomo.
Yeah.
Brad, you just all them years, you should have been stacking it somewhere for time.
That's like right. That's
right. Right. Exactly.
I know he's not making like $30,000 a year.
Not for sure. No, for sure not.
But yeah, now, I hope he invested in Tesla for sure.
But now, does he get like a severance package with that? Because
it look like I'm part of the contract team?
So the finance.
I'm just saying, like, you letting the dude go, but this is his you know what I mean? His well-being.
His bread and butter.
Got a golden parachute.
So now, do you send him with a little care package? I mean, like, look,
it could be.
He's still holding his masters.
When it comes to like these big churches,
360.
Yeah. 360.
Like all when his it comes sermons. To
the, yeah, yeah. This the big churches usually have stuff like that. You know,
yeah, they give
big contracts, retirement plans and stuff like that. So
they pay them out.
Yo, man, forget podcasting, man. I'm gonna be a pastor. What the heck?
Carl Lentz and Trump could do a mixtape called Fire.
Word. That's a good point, because he was firing mad people. Yeah. Trump has been firing everybody.
He just fired somebody.
Right.
He fired his defense secretary.
He fired him after he got fired.
CNN had an article today that said that Trump staffers are told not to quit because if they hear that they're gonna that they're quitting, they're just gonna fire you. I was like, okay,
what's the difference?
Isn't that the same thing? Yeah,
right.
And there were some other folks too, like 2 days after, right? Like the nuclear, the head of nuclear or something. There was like three other folks that got fired. I don't know exactly, but I know that the defense secretary was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying that, you know, they already had kind of issues because I think he had criticized Trump when Trump did that photo op in front of the White House.
Oh.
And he was like, you know, I don't, when that whole protesting was happening, he was like, yeah, I don't think that was, you know, that was fruitful for the country.
You can't criticize Trump, huh?
Yeah. And then what's crazy is that what the dude got, like a month and a half left before Biden gets in?
Right.
If Biden gets in.
They're fighting that.
What's the point of doing that right now? Exactly.
All right. So now nobody's running the security? That joint just opened?
No, he replaced somebody.
Yeah, somebody.
Oh, he already got somebody?
Yeah, he got, what's his name? Miller?
Yeah.
Miller. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically. But some people were concerned because they're like,
that dude is a temp.
Yeah, but they're like,
he works like, for a deco.
He's keeping the same pay from before.
Right, yeah. He brought in the temp. He only did 4 months, yo.
Right? 3 days, right.
Yeah. Yeah. He getting that Christmas bag real quick.
Yeah, some people were just like, they were a little skeptical because they're like, oh, defense secretary, what about, you know, the safety of the country and stuff like that? Or is Trump trying to pull his pieces together so they're gonna try to take over the world and the government? So some people were concerned about that. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if a defense secretary really has much to do with that. But
ain't nothing gonna happen if he ain't sitting there. Like, nobody gonna be all of a sudden like, yo, defense secretary got fired, we moving in. Like,
yeah.
right. They're vulnerable. Right.
Yeah, yep.
Right.
Yeah, man. But what y'all feeling about this whole what y'all feel about this whole election? This whole, like, recently I had seen something about that they found a gentleman who had 134 counts of fraud, right, in Texas. And
what do you mean 134 counts of fraud? What do you mean?
Someone got accused of fraud.
134 counts?
Was it
like what kind of fraud? What you mean? Like he was doing credit card scams or
they brought a fraud. Like, how many counts of voter fraud can you get?
So you're trying to say Trump might have not won Texas, is what you're trying to say.
There were 134.
Yo, this dude voted 134 times?
Listen, man.
Wow.
The only thing, with the whole voter fraud thing, like, the main fraud that I've heard was, like, them getting late ballots in and counting them.
Right.
Right.
But my thing is, if they counted them on time, it'd still be Biden votes. So what's the problem?
Yo, what's weird is, like, I seen a video where, like, this dude is in the landfill and he opens up a bag and just coincidentally the first envelope that he opens up is a vote for Trump. Like, bro, what are the odds of that, right? Like, if they throwing away votes and these envelopes are sealed, like, how do they know that they're Trump votes?
Okay,
you know what I'm
exactly. I got it. Sorry to cut y'all off. Texas official and three others indicted on 134 felonies in mail-in ballots fraud case. That came out September 24th, 2020.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Right.
And that's
And
it never popped up until Trump lost.
Right. Actually, this thing happened in 2018.
Somebody wanted clicks.
So is it who was it? CNN?
It wasn't CNN. It was like one of
Fox
those
News?
Right wing.
Okay. Fox News.
It's just amazing.
One says actually is ABC Texas, so it actually isn't right wing.
It's amazing how when Trump beat Hillary, one side was saying what the other side is saying now.
Yeah, that part, because I saw videos in 2016 where Trump is talking about voter fraud, and then he wins.
Right.
You know, like, so is it voter fraud or not? You kind of quiet now, son. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just
and then the Democrats, Then the Democrats were talking Russian collusion, right? Right after that, when Trump won, like you know that there was some sort of voter fraud, and now they acting
about that for years.
Yeah, and now they're not. Like, they real. Acting like there's no such thing as voter fraud now. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like it's impossible. Biden won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now the MAGAs is like in-house collusion.
Right.
Hey, Democrats are like, ain't no Russians around here.
Right.
Well, it's what about that USPS dude that from PA? Was it PA? From Erie, PA. That they found stuff and then he's getting investigated and then he said rescinded. There was fraud
and then he signed an affidavit and recanted.
Yeah, what the heck was that all about?
And then he just dropped a video, right?
Dude is a weirdo. He did the whole video in full uniform. Get out of here, yo.
Yeah, that was on what
that's
was
for
it?
Clicks, though, man.
Project
that's for clicks.
Project. What was that?
Veritas.
Yeah.
So, is that legit? Is that site legit?
Huh? I don't know how you want.
You know, there's mixed reviews about what's going on with them. Like, you go online, you can see some stuff of people bashing him and saying some of the stuff was fake. He's actually won some cases against the media where they had to like retract some statements about him saying that he was fake news.
Who, the dude or the website?
The dude, James O'Keefe. Yeah.
I'm waiting. Oh,
okay. Well, the guy who owns the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the website. Yeah.
That's Ross' go-to joint right there. Yeah. Yeah, Vaughn's about to pop up. Every time he just pops up, yo.
Yo, go live, man. Go live.
Go live, yo. Sure you want to talk about that? Let's go live.
They've exposed a lot of stuff. Like they did that thing with Planned Parenthood where they were like selling body parts and all that stuff.
Oh, there was the one that exposed that?
Yeah. They do a lot of that undercover stuff. You know, they're the ones. I think the way he blew up was because during the Obama administration, he went to go register, and he was acting like he was a pimp. Did y'all see that? Y'all remember that?
No.
Yeah, he was acting like he was a pimp and like
registered to what?
People to vote for Acorn. He went to like an Acorn office. You remember Acorn, right? When Obama was running.
Mm-hmm.
He was going in there and he tried to register for something. I don't remember what it was, but that video went viral and that's how that dude blew up. And then he's been doing like exposés like that ever since.
Yeah. So this gentleman is saying that he works for USPS. And that his manager was post dating the ballots, right? For November 3rd when they were already coming after the fact, right? Or they were set to come later than that. So then he goes on and he shows that website. The website puts him up. They call the manager from the USPS. The guy picks up, hangs up the phone. And then so this video goes viral, right? Right wing is like, you see, there's voter fraud, da da da. Then next thing you know, Washington Post the other day says that this gentleman, obviously, they're investigating the whole situation and that he recanted his statement. Yeah. So supposedly, allegedly, he recanted his statement and then he filled out an affidavit, a federal affidavit, right? Stating that that's not what happened. And then he goes on, the next day or a couple hours later and is back on the website saying, I never recanted. This is false.
But the Fed said he signed a document, a federal affidavit. So, you know, I haven't seen the affidavit yet. Yeah.
I don't even know what a signature look like.
Right. Even if they do show it, right?
I'm like, yo, that's his signature.
He kind of made it seem like they manipulated or they.
Well, did you hear the tape?
Did you hear the whole thing? It's like 4 hours, though, right?
Yeah, I heard like 7 minutes of a tape and the FBI agent just sounds greasy, man. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what did he say? He said something like, I'm not trying to manipulate you or I'm not trying to pressure you, but I'm pressuring you or something like that. Yeah. I forgot what he said, but I was just like, yo, these dudes.
He had a gun to his ribs.
Right. Right.
Like he was trying to say, this is big. Like, don't play with this kind of thing.
Right.
Like,
right.
This is, you're really dealing with some big stuff right here.
Yeah, so I remember they tried that with me in the investigation room. They lied.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Exclusive right here.
Oh, y'all never. Oh, I thought that was a regular thing.
I guess.
You mean, yeah, question?
Yeah, I got a question. They tried to act like, yeah, I got a question for Murder. Little small stuff, whatever.
Little small stuff.
He said a little something
crazy.
I ain't do it in the past.
I didn't do it, so you know. But they tried to put pressure on me, so.
Oh, to say you did it.
Or say so, I know
if he knew.
So what you say is like, hey, I need my lawyer, like every time or what?
I just looked at him like he was stupid. And he got
that was mad. That was a 7.5.
That's where I was at.
That's where you was at.
Oh man, everybody's telling me jail stories now.
I ain't never been to jail.
Well, but that's good.
You know what else has been going on?
Hold on. Let you finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say what you guys think about the networks being like whenever anybody talks from Trump's administration, they cut off.
Yo, I thought that was foul.
That is foul, right?
I thought that was foul.
Fox News
did it too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fox News did Trump dirty though, man. Like they're the first ones like to call Arizona. They're the ones. They're the reason why I think they were like the first ones to say that Trump lost. You know, and like even that press conference where they was talking about voter fraud. What's Shorty's name?
Kaylee.
Yeah, the secretary. She was. I think it was Grow the Heck Up. I think they posted like the YouTube link. And I was on my phone. I didn't want to watch it on the phone. I wanted to watch it on the TV. When I go to my TV on the YouTube app, I start searching for it. That joint don't come up, man. I type in her name. I type in Trump. I type in White House. Nobody, none of the news stations is playing it, right? I'm like, yo, this is weird, right? And so I go back to the Grow the Heck Up channel, right, on Telegram. And I look to see who posted it, right? And it said it was on Donald Trump's YouTube page, right? So I go to YouTube again and I search Donald Trump's YouTube page and that joint ain't coming up. And I'm what? Like, oh, this wow. is, yeah, I'm like, this is going wild, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then so I ended up watching it on my phone and then like on the bottom, it says like, you know, like, you know how they fact checking now and they're doing like fake news, you know, there's no evidence of voter fraud or whatever. Like it had some sort of caption like that. And I was like, yo, this is wild, man, because like. All right, let's say Donald Trump is lying, right? Let's just say for the sake of argument, he's lying. Like, why wouldn't you want to put that out there and show like, look, all right, we're going to show all this because this dude lying and we're about to catch him. We're about to expose him that he's lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you put that on TV? You know, like, I feel like they know that there's some voter fraud. I mean, we know that there's been voter fraud going on forever. Like the United States has intervened in all types of elections internationally. You know like what I mean? All over the world. You know what I mean?
Like when Al Gore beat Bush.
Even that.
Florida.
even when Trump ran against Hillary, they stole that from Biden. So like if the Democrats would steal the election or steal the nomination from Bernie.
No, from Bernie. Right. Yeah.
Bernie. From Bernie. I meant Bernie. Biden. I said Biden, but I meant Bernie. If they stole it from Bernie, why wouldn't they steal it from Trump? Someone who they hate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they've been playing it. Because think about it. It is the perfect storm where it's like, all right, mail-in ballots is easy to manipulate.
For
easier
sure.
Easier than people coming in.
For sure.
You know, because you may feel like he got a momentum. You're looking at more people taking his side. Because he did say, oh, I'm going to get more of the black vote next time around, which was becoming true.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, and because the Democrats didn't really have somebody, a strong candidate, because let's be real, nobody voted for Biden. They just voted against Trump.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah. No
Facts.
One likes.
You know what I'm saying?
MAGA.
You know what I mean? So you got the whole, the virus going around.
Right.
The numbers don't even match up to the shutdowns and all of that. And then now you got to mail in your votes to be safe. And now we got all this going on. But it's just but my thing is, it was going on before you. It probably is also how you got there. Take it on the chin.
Right.
It's been going down.
Right.
And also, who's to say that it's not from both sides neither? You know what I mean? That the Republicans aren't, you know, doing the mail-in fraud, because it almost seems like, oh, it's the Democrats that just do it. Like, I'm pretty sure they got their side who
because like Jimmy said, how you know what's in the envelope?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it could be either way. So,
well, you know, and the thing that kind of sticks out to me too is that Trump told his people not to vote by mail. He said go in. You know what I'm saying? The Democrats are pushing mail-in ballots. So if Trump is telling his people don't do mail-in ballots,
he's afraid they're going to cut them joints off before they get there.
Right. Then why would somebody grab a trash bag full of envelopes of votes and just throw it out if you already votes. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right.
You know, so just a lot of questions, man. Yeah. But
a lot of these articles I don't believe is legit. All of these capture videos like, oh, I caught somebody. Like, I don't believe in none of that either.
And that's the thing, man. Like, we losing a lot of faith in the media and the government. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, not faith, right?
But no, just that's been lost, bro.
Trust.
That's been lost.
Trust in the fact that what we're hearing is the right information.
Especially now, like, when you got these, like, I was already leery when Instagram was doing the filters on your face and all that. Now they got the facial recognition joints where it looked like you said something you never even said.
Right. So the deep fakes, right?
Yeah. Deep fakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Which is what the reason I bring up the whole, you know, Kellyanne talking and they cut her off is like, well, if she's talking about something, shouldn't we know? Okay, so then I guess we don't need to know. Like, they're already, you know,
why are you censoring?
Training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need somebody to filter information for me. Allow me to be a judge of it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If he's a clown and he's lying, like, let me decide that for myself. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't need CNN to do that for me. You know what I'm saying? Right. But we had a place where sometimes
it's a ripe time to have like a platform online where nothing is filtered because YouTube is filtered,
everything,
Facebook, Instagram. Right. So it's the perfect time to build something where it's just like everything fly.
Yep. That's what we talked about last episode with Monster Tarver. We said, you know, we also have to respect that these are their platforms. You know what I mean? Who's to say, you know, what you can do in your own house? That's up to them. You don't like it,
make your own.
What makes it crazy is that everyone now, you know, before social media, everyone would get their information from either the newspaper or you watch the TV. But now you can just get out of work. You know what I'm saying? Or you can get up and you just look at the phone and there's news right there. Like, it's just right in the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. And
first you had to search for it. Now it just comes to you because you get notifications or everything going on.
Or you see your boy posted or a friend of yours and you're like,
the whole world finds something out within like 10 minutes.
Right.
No matter what. Probably faster. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, man. Like, you find out about rappers being shot and everything. Like, you know, and the whole background story, like in a matter of minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And they already got conspiracy videos on YouTube. When you go to YouTube, check 10 minutes, videos already be like 30 minutes, 24 minutes, 11 minutes. Like
everybody's getting there on that
like
wave.
Ambulance chases online or something.
Right.
but also that's how misinformation comes out too, because it's so quick. That no one has the time to really process it and say, all right, wait, let's hear this side. All right, let's see this angle of the video. Let's hear the before and after. Now it's just boom. And then it's like, oh, did you see that?
Yeah. No one does their due diligence.
But you know, that happens with the media too, though. Like, you remember that cat that got blamed for the bombing in Atlanta Olympics? That wasn't even him. Yeah, that wasn't even him. And that was like a major news outlet, you know, the mainstream media do it all the time, you know, like you find it like, you know, active shooter, there's, you know, five guys with AR-15s and then you find out it's like one guy with a pistol. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he was a student or something like that.
It just spreads like wildfire with everybody else, though, because you can't contain it once you pull it back. Ain't no really way to catch it. You know, once
I don't know who said it, but I don't remember who said it, but they said it's not about being right, but it's about being first when it comes to the news.
Yeah, because it's still business at the end of the day.
Yo, but that's how it was when you was a kid and you got in a fight with your brother, your sister, or something like that. Whoever told mommy first was the one who didn't get spanked.
You know, not in my house. We all got spanked.
That's how it be in the YouTube comments, too. First, the comments. Everybody got to be first. Well, that's because...
Everybody fight their mother back?
He's like, what?
No.
You kidding? Nah, man. You kidding?
Like, shove their mom.
Like, yo, you're wrong.
I did tell relax, woman.
No, I told my mother that one time.
And then she slapped the crap out of you?
She hit you with a kitchen spoon?
She hit me with the frying pan.
Wow. She went all the way. Bang.
I just said, I eat those, and I walked
away. That's nothing.
And then got another one.
Oh, you was one of those? That don't hurt? Ringing. You was one of those? That don't hurt?
I ain't get hit a lot growing up. I was a good, I listened, you know what I'm saying? I was a good kid. I wasn't a problem. But when we did have a moment, yo, I'm just weird like that. Whenever, if I got in trouble for something I was innocent about, I didn't take that, like, that way. Right. Like, I'm like, nah, son, I'm not doing it. But if
that's
I did
fair.
I took it. You know what I'm saying? But if I didn't do, like, I remember my cousin lied on me and said I stole something I didn't steal. And he was bad. So it became like, oh, why are you always blaming him? He always getting in trouble. And it was just like, you know what I'm saying?
That's why he
tried. So they try to put it on me like, oh, you the sneaky one because you don't be saying nothing. Mm-hmm. I wish you the quiet one. And end up being a war that day because I wasn't willing to take that, you know what I'm saying? And then he confessed later and everybody felt stupid. Now they want to take me out to eat. Like, nah.
get you that happy meal.
Remember that. I'm moving
some
out.
Ice cream?
Nah, you got the White Castle.
And your ugly ice cream.
I don't want no Carvels.
Yo, you know what's funny? I was that kid. I was that cousin. One time it was me and my cousin. We just got toys, man. We just got the toys.
That's not Christian, brother.
We was playing around and I cussed and my parents heard it. And they were like,
what'd you say?
Who cursed? No, I don't know. Can't say
me.
They're like, who cursed? Who cursed? And I ain't want to say nothing. And my cousin looking at me like, yo, just tell him because. And then I was like, nah, I'm not. And
you was the cousin that was like, yo, they got us.
Yeah. Come out
from behind the door. They got us. That was you.
Nah, man.
I got it. Yo, we both got in trouble. My cousin was tight.
Come on, we both got in trouble.
They took
how they both get in trouble?
But we both got in trouble because nobody wanted to say. He didn't want to snitch, and I didn't want to say it was me. I just got some new toys, man.
This dude, he like Smokey. Talk about we got to pay Big Worm.
All right,
we.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Some things never change, I guess.
Yo, man, I remember like dressing in layers when I knew I was gonna get it. I put on my sweats under my jeans.
Wow, they took time with you then.
I put on a shirt. You know what I mean, under my hoodie.
Yo, how you have so much time?
Yeah, because I'm saying when I knew I was in trouble, like when I knew I was gonna get it, like as soon as you know my parents got home,
it was on.
I would.
Did you hide under the bed?
Nah, the man, bread, you can't. Bread. How you gonna do? You can't do that. You gonna get it?
You got under the bread,
right under the bread. Right. If I had that type of bread, I'd give it to my mom. Like, yo, don't do it here.
This dude was at the bodega,
right?
You got it with the cat,
or with the chopped cheese, right? Hide behind the chopped cheese.
Okay. Y'all done yet?
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Oh, snap.
Yo, you know what else is going on, man? You guys seen the protests from Trump supporters? Stop the steal.
Stop the steal. They big man, huh?
They really have a campaign called Stop the Steal.
Let it go, yo.
Yeah. So they're protesting. In a couple states, especially the ones that they're fighting against, I guess the counts. Right.
But Georgia
should not be protesting.
They shouldn't.
Maggots should not be protesting.
Oh, let it go. Let it go. Yo, at this point, just let it go. It's over.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Romney and Bush said though. That's what Romney
it ain't
and Bush
over
said.
For Maggots.
Screw Romney.
Listen, when they don't want you there, you're not getting in. Like, you're not getting back. Just give it up.
Yeah, that's it.
Wrap it up. And that's how I feel. Like, yo, if I was Trump. and everything was against me, I'll be like, you know what? I'm going back to being my billionaire self, right? Making my money, playing my golf, and I ain't got to deal with
pride.
I don't got to deal with none of this. You know what I'm saying?
See, like, the lefties pride. Talking about as soon as he out of office, he getting locked up. So they think that's what he's trying to
avoid. And avoid.
Yeah. And locked up what? For what?
You know,
ain't that the same thing with Hillary?
Hillary was gonna get locked
right.
up.
Yeah, right.
I'm just telling you what the lefties say.
And Hunter Biden's gonna get locked up. All these so-called people are gonna get locked up.
Right.
He would have.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people around Trump got locked up for real, though.
Yeah, but then he got out. So what's
then they got pardoned.
Yeah. That was his man. Yo, you the president. Y'all got
right.
Did they get pardoned?
Like, yeah.
For real?
Like, yo, man, I got you.
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, one of these dudes is like 3 months. He was out.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep you in county, and I'm gonna get you. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, just do your 3 months. Make it look Trump, you know.
So that's what they. That's why they think he pushing so hard.
I did hear that too.
Yo, just
food after January.
Just go. You better go to Russia.
So I wonder what the charges are though.
Right, but I wonder what happens like if there is fraud, and it happens to be that everything changes. Then what?
Like what type of
whole country is gonna implode? Yo.
Exactly. If
you gonna get the strap,
yo, everybody's going crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't even go outside, yo.
And that's why I feel like, in a way, it's like it might happen, but then like I don't think they would want that to happen.
Oh, he's prophesying. Yo,
but did you guys?
No. I didn't say that.
Come on, Marcus Rogers.
That's saying that. Yo, did y'all hear the conspiracies though? Like they saying that they like watermarked the ballots so they know which ones are legit ballots and which ones are supposedly the ones that the Democrats faked.
Imagine that.
Nah, I ain't hear about that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's what the MAGAs are saying, man. I would like to see like what type of changes are you gonna do, you know, are you gonna set in place to prevent voter fraud in the future? Because
right.
Trump was talking about voter fraud in 2016. He won the election. As soon as he won, the Democrats started saying voter fraud. But I don't recall anybody putting anything in place to avoid any voter fraud, right? Do you guys remember them doing anything, making any type of changes whatsoever?
No. I feel like it's the same story. Oh, somebody who died years ago voted or whatever, you know?
My thing is, because some of them are saying that there's voter fraud, but it's not to the point where it can actually overturn the decision. Like it's, you know, there's but like so much that you could do with a mail-in ballot, because when you mail in the ballot, they have like a tracking information. So it's like a package. So they get the ballot and then they track and they say, all right, we received your thing, and they confirm it because you're registered. You're supposed to be a registered voter.
Right?
How about this though? What if, like, I don't really know, you know, all the law as far as mail-in ballots, but what if you determine they got to be in by like September and nothing after September gets counted?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's done early enough that you could account for everything. So we know who's dead, who's alive, who voted once, and you can sort through all of that ahead of time, but you don't put the information out there because, you know, you don't want people to try to combat the mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Too strategically. It's just like, we know this, we'll keep this locked down. We know the numbers. And then on election day, you start with those numbers. And then whoever votes on election day, you just add to that number.
That could be true.
Because all this post dating and having it by election day is just.
But don't they also have they have observers there? They have people that from each side that supposedly watch it, even though they were arguing that with Pennsylvania because they said that the observers were too far to see what was going on. And that's why the Republicans went to the court.
Far? Weren't they already planned to be where they were?
Yeah, like, but they were saying they were saying that they were like 20, 30 feet back, that the people were saying, you got to stay back. In Pennsylvania, in the state of Pennsylvania. So what Trump did was he went to court and said, this is illegal. We need them at least 6 feet. Obviously, everybody's social distancing because of COVID, right? But so I mean, there's people there from each party or each side that are watching what's going on. So it's like, how much voter fraud can you really do? Like, is it, you know, when I read about it and I hear about it, people are saying it's not that impactful where it will overturn a decision that the country has made already. Like, it's just maybe, you know, you got people that move out of state, right? You have somebody like, let's say I move from here and I go to Florida, but I still have my New York license. And then I go vote, let's say this is an example for Biden. And then I go to Florida and I get my new ID and then I vote for Biden again there. You know what I mean? I mean, I probably won't win in Florida, but, you know, in New York, I win. That's what they're seeing. Like, they're seeing double cases. They're seeing, you know, dead people. But how much dead people are you going to, you know what I mean?
they said it was like, yeah, it said like 1.3 million or something like that.
Of dead people.
Listen,
2016, so, that's what Trump said. That's
so if he got like registered, if he got like 500 dead people in Georgia, he would have won, yo. 500,000, excuse me.
I mean,
yeah,
it's that many dead people. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you throw it, spread it out.
So all the dead people are Democrats.
That's right.
All right.
Right.
Like, I don't really think people know what they be saying when they say
right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, government sucks at everything, right? When you had the stimulus check, you had dead people who were receiving it.
Yeah, you
know? So if that could happen, imagine, you know, a mail-in ballot true. And somebody be like, okay, you know, let me fill this out. Let me send it in.
All right. Well, then let's eliminate mail-in ballots, man. Let's eliminate that. Let's just eliminate it altogether.
What's the vote count now? It's like, what, Biden got 74 million or something like that? Compared to
5 mil, right?
Yeah, I think he's up 5 mil.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you had to prove that there's
so much.
I guess with the, yeah, yeah, it's a lot to overcome that.
It is sketchy.
You gotta hate Trump to be up that many millions, yo.
Nah, it is sketchy though, like, because they said this was like a record, like the most people voting.
They said more black people voted for Biden than Obama.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In general, they said the most people voted. So you could chalk it up to all the media stuff, to people wanting to get Trump out so bad that more people voted, or you could chalk it up to voter fraud. It could be.
It could be both.
You know what I'm saying? It could be
both.
Right.
I know it's there.
I think it's both.
I think,
like,
it's there.
Like, Magus was saying, like, oh, you know, there was mad people who just voted for the president and they didn't vote for nothing else. Like, yeah, I believe that, because I know a lot of people who went out to vote just to get Trump out of office. They didn't care about nothing else. They just wanted to get Trump out of office. Now, you know, on the flip side, I know people who didn't vote for a president, but they voted for everything else locally. You know what I'm saying? So it's possible.
Right. Well, that was a statement made too, that how is it that the Republicans are winning the Senate, right? But they're
the same ticket, right? They ain't got a problem with that.
They're on the same ballot.
Ain't no voter fraud there, right?
Yeah, like there's no voter fraud when it comes to the Senate.
Or the House.
I didn't even think
about that.
They lost the House though.
Well, that's true. The Democrats have the House and it looks like the Republicans have the Senate.
They're not complaining about that.
No,
they're not. So that's another thing. Like,
I'm just saying, they're not complaining about the House. They lost the House. They're not complaining about.
Wasn't they already losing it anyway, though?
Yeah,
but they wasn't losing the Senate.
The Senate was the ones losing. Yeah, even though you have Georgia has a special election in January. A runoff. There you go.
But I thought the Senate was like almost down the middle, though.
It's like, close.
Yeah,
it's like two seats away, right? Like two,
yeah, something like that.
So
but yeah, I didn't even consider that part.
Yeah, because when you vote, right, you vote.
Yeah, it's Democrat 46 and Republican Party 50 right now.
So they got it. They need one more, right? 51
for to be majority. Yes.
Yeah. So,
yo, who's paying?
That's another
for this
argument
too, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo,
who's paying for this recount?
You are.
You know what? Like, if we doing this recount and taxpayers are paying for it, man, I feel like if we find out that there was no voter fraud, at least we know there's voter fraud, right? Because there's voter fraud in every election. But if it's not to the level that Trump is saying, I think he should pay it back.
Word.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it should change the name from Trump Towers to Jimmy Towers. That's all I want.
And give you the presidential suite for 20 years.
That's what I want. Nah, you know, just like once a year, I'm cool with that. You know,
yo,
don't ask for much.
But they kind of go back to that whole Senate thing. Wouldn't, if they're voting Republican, wouldn't most people vote Republican? Or is it really, it's really like they don't want the president there, but they want everything else there. Because like if I'm a Republican, I'm voting Republican all the way down, right? Right, if I'm a Democrat, down. I'm voting. Shouldn't it be kind of even in that kind of sense? Like the president, the House, and the Senate?
You would think. Yeah. Unless it's
so that might be the flip. That might be the flip side for Trump, where it's like, yo, we got the Senate. How we don't got the presidency?
Nah, but you know what? Nah, I don't think so, because there's a lot of people. There's a lot of Republicans actually on both sides. There's Republicans who didn't vote for Trump. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And still identify as Republican and vice versa. There's Democrats who didn't vote for Biden. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't think it should be like.
Like I heard in Arizona, because of the stuff that went on with McCain and all of that, you know, they
voted for Biden.
Yeah, they voted for Biden, but they still voted Republican everywhere else. So, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, true.
True.
Oh, let's see how this pans out.
2020. Here to remember, boy.
Never forget. Never forget 2020, for real.
Yo, 2020 is going to spill over to 2021, because Biden is talking about mandatory mask laws and he might have us shut down for another year, bro. Like,
I'm dreading it, man.
Yo, is outside, right? Like, as soon as you walk outside, you got to wear your mask.
As soon as you stepped out of your door.
It's mandatory. Yes.
Oh, son.
Cuomo did that in New York. I'm snitching on myself right now. I came outside when they had the police, you know, when they had the curfews and everything, right. Nobody was allowed out. I was like, oh, as soon as curfew hit, I went right outside.
Did the opposite.
I walked through the projects, and the police kept driving past, and they ain't say nothing to me. But the
cops don't care.
Like, yeah, they don't care. They you know, they're getting some nice overtime money. But I hate it. And living in New York City, it's just everything shut down, locked down, this and that. Be safe. And
that's how it is here too, man.
You know what I'm saying? And I see the numbers close up, because I'm in the healthcare field, you know what I'm saying, as my day job. So I see what it really is. And it's
what's your opinion of that? Because we spoke to somebody about that, and they're in the same field, and they were like, I saw
the interview with Monster Tava, you know what I mean? And I'm I agree pretty much with everything he said. It's like the numbers don't justify the lockdowns, you know, and you got people that's stage 4 cancer being marked as a COVID death. You know what I mean?
Right, you was going to die anyway.
Yeah, you know, so.
Damn.
It ain't what it is. Like, I'm not one of the people that's going to say it's fake. Like, it's not fake. It's definitely real, but the numbers are definitely inflated.
It
don't justify the lockdowns and the control that people got to give up.
Well, even the cases, man.
Yeah. Yeah, even the cases.
Like, they test for everything. It is not just coronavirus, not COVID-19.
But even the tests are, like, skeptical. You know, I remember a doctor told me that it's so highly sensitive you could get false positives.
Right.
Well, his justification was better safe than sorry. And you had people that were in the same, people who were negative in the same space as someone who's positive for months, 2-3 months, and they're still negative. Could they get tested every 2 weeks and they're still negative? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like did y'all hear about the dude in Africa? I forget which country it was, the official. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do the test. Like
he sent out the different ones.
He gave it to like a horse or something.
Yeah, did it to like a coconut or pineapple or something like that.
Pineapple, and it came back positive, and he was like, "Get these out of here!" Like, my thing is, you can't forget history, you know. And I say this when swine flu came around, you know, when Ebola came around. When West Nile came around, it's like the same thing over and over and over. And people just keep going for it every single time. And it's just this fear of, you know, I got a friend that says, I'll take anything just in case, just to be safe. Or I don't want to give it to somebody else, even if it don't affect me. Because I'm like, yo, if you don't even have symptoms.
Right.
Right.
And you still got to justify the danger. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might not got symptoms, right? But you can still be sick.
Well, even the symptom, even like the symptoms, bro. Like, some people don't show symptoms and still have it, right? That's what they say. And everybody don't show the same symptoms. Like, I went to the dentist today and they took my temperature, and it's like, well, everybody doesn't have a high fever when they get COVID. You know what I'm saying? Some people do. Some people don't, you know what I mean? And so those, like, this false sense of security, like, you're gonna take my temperature, like, that's gonna do something.
Let me tell you something. Those masks don't do a damn thing.
I agree.
And I'm telling you, for somebody that knows, because I'm close up. Now, the N95s, cool. But the regular mask ain't doing nothing.
Right.
You know, again, this false security, to me, it's like 9/11 all over again, where you give up your whole security and privacy
facts. For
the government to make you safe and protect
facts.
You.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's
the same thing over and over again. So I just be sitting back and watch it play out. And, you know, people just think I'm rebellious and defiant. But, I mean, again, I'm not going to do something because you tell me it's something that my own sensibilities tell me is not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, and there's rumors now of mandatory vaccination, man. They're really pushing this vaccine. When I turned on the TV the other day, that's all I saw was, Pfizer got this new, you know, vaccine, and it's 90% efficient and all that, you know?
It's going to be as normal as your Hep B and Hep C. You know what I mean? How we just kind of like, you know, it's whatever. That's how they're trying to make this in the next, like, 20, 30 years, nothing. You know what I'm saying? I wake up in the morning, I get in the car, first thing I hear is a vaccine commercial. You know, be a hero, be testable. Be a hero, volunteer to be tested.
Even the hepatitis joints for your child when your kid is born. Like, my kid ain't sharing needles with nobody. What they need a hepatitis vaccine for?
I just had a baby last week, and they was like,
oh yeah, congratulations.
You know, thank you.
For real.
Like, the Hep B. And you know, if you say no, they start looking at you crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not with that. Cause real talk, my 4-year-old, she's in remote school right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they talking about, She gotta get the flu vaccine, otherwise they kick her out of remote school.
Wow, she's home. What kind of
crap? Are you freaking kidding me?
You see what I'm saying? So you can't tell me there's not something sinister behind this,
right?
You know, like,
and then that joint's only like 40% effective too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, health,
you know,
and then
and they justify you getting it every year because it's always different strains, and it's like, come on, man.
And then your job too, right? They're probably pressing you about shots too, right?
Oh yeah, because you're in health. They already know me. I ain't doing it.
Or they require you to wear a mask, right? During that season,
I don't wear a mask, and I don't take it. and guess what? And I'm the only one that's never sick every year.
Yo, that's real. I never got. Thank the Lord. I haven't gotten the flu in years. In years. I don't even remember.
One, maybe two times I've had the flu.
Yeah.
In my whole life. You know what I'm saying? And I'm among people with
you around them
every day,
shot, sick people, and I don't get it. And everybody around me that gets the flu shot gets sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, they put that's it right crazy. In your bloodstream. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
you ain't getting that Pfizer vaccine?
Man, listen. Uh-huh. God equipped the human body to live.
Preach
like, what was people doing before America or before?
Yeah, that's right. Yo, Switch, he's listening.
You know what I'm saying? What was they doing?
I don't know.
It wasn't dying at 30. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, that's true. Switch, you heard that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yo, you seen that Live Nation? They want to check people's
vaccinations.
Yeah, to go on a concert. I guess they ain't getting no money. We're gonna be on Versus.
Switch Force for Gates.
Word. Pass me the Oculus.
When they start losing money talk. When people stop,
they're gonna let everybody in.
They're gonna dead all that. But if you got enough sheep that says, "Oh, we gotta do it to be safe," we're gonna be heroes.
But I also heard that they do the health kit, which I never understood that whole health check pass before you go to work and all that. They were saying that they're going to do that with the concerts too. Like you fill out whatever, and then they check your temperature. You know, some people that before they go to work, they do like a health pass. So they have a series of questions like, did you have the fever this morning?
Did you travel to China?
Yeah. So in the city, when I go to visit clients and stuff, that building, obviously they're, you know, crazy buildings, they in the main lobby they make you fill out the paper and you got to check, have you been to China in the last couple of weeks? Do you feel any symptoms? Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Dumb, and then you gotta sign it and date it and then give it to the guy and then he goes, okay, yeah. Check your temperature. Like, come on.
Yo, China asking, have you been to America?
have you been in a Trump rally?
America for real. What are you talking about, yo? They still talking about have you been to China?
They calling it the America virus.
Right.
American virus.
The Trump virus.
Right. The Chuck Norris virus.
I was about to say that.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Bugging. Hey, does anybody know what's in this new vaccine that they're pushing? That's what I was about to ask. Does it have that? Because I know a lot of these other vaccines do.
Most vaccines do, right?
Yeah. You know what's another thing? How is it that Pfizer can claim 90% effective and Moderna are supposedly around the same, but then these other companies can't say 30 to 40% effective rate? Like, what makes Pfizer so special? What makes Moderna so special?
Isn't Trump invested in that?
I mean, he shouted them out before, but you know.
I don't know if he's invested in those companies, but he's invested in another one called Sonofi or something like that.
Sanofi.
I was reading about that. I was actually talking to someone in the Grow the Heck Up chat. So he has like a family estate that he's invested like $10 billion, right? It's a mutual fund, and that mutual fund, like the largest investment, is that company. But it only makes up like 3%, you know. So he's invested in that sense, you know. So my question to him was like, "Yo, but regardless if it's only 3%, we're talking about $10 billion. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking like $100. We're talking about $10 billion. So 3% is a lot. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. the fact that he can say something about a company and it'll directly affect that company. You know what I'm saying? Like good or bad." Mm-hmm. You know, to me, it was kind of a conflict of interest, especially when you look at that company stock. Not the mutual fund, but the actual stock of that drug company, and it's been going up since March. Now, the counter argument, the pushback to me was like, well, all the stocks have gone up since March. You know what I'm saying? But like,
well, the health ones.
Yeah, right. But this one specifically, he spoke about. You know what I mean? It benefits him because they manufacture hydroxychloroquine. You know. Other companies that you're talking about, I don't know if he's invested in them or not.
But what happened to herd immunity? Like, you still got to take the vaccine if you had it and you're immune now,
right?
Right.
Like, what would be the point of
taking? Well, I mean, you know, after that, they were pushing that the antibodies were only there for like 3 months, 6 months, and then you could catch it again.
This is all fake. It's all fake. I'm tired of this, yo.
Yo, Riggs for president, you heard? Listen,
I'm about to use my dual citizenship, man.
You out, skirt, skirt.
Out of here.
You know what's interesting about that vaccine is like Trump has been pushing it, but I don't hear his supporters complain about that because a lot of them are anti-vax. And
nah, but you know, he said that this is another like just pointing out hypocrisy, man. He was saying that we're gonna have a vaccine after the elections, right? And Fauci was like, nah, that's not possible. It's not going to happen. You know,
it takes years.
Yeah. When, you know, we have to abide to science or whatever he was saying. And now he's pushing the vaccine. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, we ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, line up.
Listen, Trump is not a politician. He probably said things too fast and they had to clean it up.
Yeah.
But now they pushing it, man. And it's like, and it's crazy because now the Democrats are like, Before they were like, Trump is trying to kill us. He's trying to open up. He's trying to give us a vaccine.
Take our time.
It's not. Yeah, it's not ready. And now they're all over it. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Y'all got.
Are they with it?
So then, does that really make him crazy?
Not too crazy.
I don't think he's crazy at all. I think that's a media spin.
I think he's crazy, but I don't think what he said was crazy.
I don't think he's crazy.
I don't think he's crazy.
I think you got to be a little crazy to be president, man.
Nah, you got to be a narcissist to be president.
True.
Narcissist is the right word.
True.
Because if you're willing to give up your bread just to be president, you're already richer than the president. Why are you there? Because you're a narcissist. Right. It helps your ego.
Yo, when the dude gave up his bag, too, he's like, nah, I don't want it. I'll do this joint for
well,
free.
Well, he said because it's because of Biden and Obama that he went for to be a president.
Yeah.
When he told him that.
He said, if they could do it, I could do it.
Right. It's like, it's because of people like you.
You remember that video I sent you when he told me like they it's a documentary on it. Is it where he was getting roasted at a dinner?
At the White House dinner, yeah.
Yeah. And they was and Obama going in on him. They said what is that I showed you that video, but there's an actual documentary behind it. And it was like at that moment is when he was like he gonna run for president.
He's like, I'll show you.
Yeah, basically.
Like yeah, because like, Obama had went to one of those dinners, right? And he
roasted it was Trump.
It was his dinner.
It was his dinner.
Oh, it was Trump's dinner.
It was no. It was Obama's dinner.
Obama's dinner. Okay.
It wasn't a roast session. Like it was a dinner.
That's just what it turned into.
That's what they it turned into. Him? Right. That's why I was saying he was tight because it wasn't. It was a dinner, and they said Obama
singled them out.
Yo, they created a super villain.
But isn't that what
moment,
they do
at that moment?
They do that though.
They do that at a
2020,
roast, not at a dinner, yo.
they created a super villain, son.
Like that dude, Incredibles. That little dude from Incredibles, yeah.
From Incredibles, right.
Yo, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, well, let's talk about this. So recently, we had our brother Hurt on the show.
Yo, he was on Ruslan's today, right?
Just a messenger, yeah.
Yeah, Ruslan and Just a Messenger were both
shout
on
to them.
Ruslan.
Shout out to them.
They were here a while ago, and we also made a commitment and promise to them that we'll listen.
Yo,
to
they put
album.
Us on the spot though, right?
Yeah, they did.
They were like, "Yo,
that was cool."
How about? I didn't expect that though.
They're like, "Let's make a bet."
Yeah.
So we definitely made a commitment and. So that was dope because we got a lot of us got the album before it's even dropping, which is coming out Black Friday.
Make sure that next week. That's next week. 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Make sure y'all get that Urban Epistle. So yo, let me know y'all thoughts. What's your favorite track? What's some tracks that y'all like? What were some things you know, y'all
I like the Cypher for sure. That was like the first joint that stood out to me.
Yeah, that was on my list too.
That's on your list?
Yeah, it's on my list.
Really?
So, yeah, you don't like the Cypher joint?
Look.
He's like, word?
Because of Jay. Like, out of all the joints, like, he
right.
put Cypher. Like,
quick disclaimer
What's that
for
supposed
me.
To mean?
Quick disclaimer for me. I don't listen to music a whole lot. Like, I listen to audiobooks. I listen to podcasts. I really don't listen to a lot of music. I especially don't listen to a lot of CHH. I especially don't listen to a lot of West Coast CHH or any West Coast music for that. You know what I'm saying? So like yeah. I went into this like
this dude Subtree keeps going down.
Yeah, is it right? I'm just letting y'all know where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? So I was kind of like,
was this recent or you've always been this way? Because you've been dropping music videos when we talking in the chat.
It'd be 90s music,
yeah, bro. But he's a New Yorker at heart.
My man. I never dropped the West Coast. Video, you know what I'm saying, true. And that proves my point is that I don't listen to West Coast. I never listen to West Coast music, so I was kind of hesitant to listen to this, to be honest with you, because I didn't want to give my man a bad review. I was like, "Dag, man, I gotta."
With you in like his West Coast project? Music?
No, I didn't. I've never listened to his projects at all. I've never listened to any of his projects. I've listened to some of his features, you know what I'm saying, and I thought that they were dope. I heard him on Hog Mob stuff. I heard him with Bizzle, and I thought they've been dope. But again, I don't
project
like
is West. Different.
I don't like West Coast music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I just don't like that sound, you know? So I was kind of hesitant, man. And I was actually impressed, man. I was actually impressed with the album. I thought it was a good album. So Cypher was the first one that stood out to me for sure. That joint was fire to me. Who's that? Who's that on there? Was that the Bazooka?
Yeah, Bazooka the Disciple and John C. Yeah, yo. Actually, I've never heard of Young C. I never heard of Young C until I heard that track. And then I went and looked for Young C's music. I was like, yo, who's
both
this
of the,
dude?
Both of them are dope.
Mm-hmm. And Bazooka the Disciple. But I heard of him because he was dropping music like every week. He was doing like a freestyle or one-minute clips. So I already know how he coming. But yeah, Young C definitely stood out to me. Like in the whole project, I felt like he had one of the better verses out the whole project, in my opinion. But Yeah, that made me look in, that made me look into who he is, because that's how impressive his verse was.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Wow. But yeah, what else we got?
I never really heard Just a Messenger before this project. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I'm familiar with her. I think my favorite record was probably Concrete.
Yo, that one stood out to me today. I heard it today. I heard it today, and I was riding in the car, and I was like, yo, this one go hard.
Yeah, that was like some old Death Row.
Yeah.
In their heyday type of vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And it was both going in. Like, I really, that one jumped out to me.
Yeah. Most,
probably. You know, I love the beat. Like, I like West Coast rap. I like East Coast. And especially 90s West Coast. And that kind of gave me that vibe.
That vibe?
Mm, yeah. Okay. You know, so it was like, it was just a move. It was a moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When that came on, I think that was a good choice production.
You thought you felt like you were riding in a 6'4 Impala.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Blue joint. You was about to crease up your khakis, huh? You about to starch them?
All right, now we're going far.
Starch them.
I just roasted them West Coast dudes for that. Right. We bringing your shop.
Yeah, that song was definitely on my docket as well.
Yeah,
Concrete.
That was hard.
And I like Running with Ray Knowledge. I thought that hook was fire.
Running was dope. Yep, yeah, I like that one too. That's on my list.
Here we go.
Here we go was dope too.
Here we go.
That's here we go with Jared Sanders. Yeah. Jared could sing, bro.
Right.
This dude throw on some auto tune and this dude could sing, man.
Got his T-Pain on, huh?
Yeah, man. And I like the Urban Epistle, the first track.
Yeah, I like that one.
The
too.
Way that
that one was aight.
That was one of my favorites too.
The way that Hurt came on was like, oh, okay. This is how we popping it off. Okay. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, Hurt is definitely an MC.
Let me tell you, Hurt is
nice.
Lyricist, you know what I'm saying? And he got presence. So when you kind of put the two together, you can't really lose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he really got bars. I appreciate you know, his bar work. It, Just the Messenger is nice too. I like his vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's
easy to listen to. He's easy on my ears. So they both did their thing on that joint, Urban and Pistol. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As soon as I'm like, oh, this is how we start the album? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to Concrete.
You said what? Concrete?
The Concrete, and then the Streets Won't Let Me Live with Reconcile.
Oh yeah, that joint.
Oh yeah, that one right there.
That was my other favorite one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of what they were saying, I relate to and I've been through. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was believable, too.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people ain't really believable, and I think that's one of the things you can't really manufacture. Is the authenticity, and some people it comes off manufactured. So even though they might be skilled, it won't really resonate with me because
I think they should push that single more, because I think that joint could be a lot bigger than it is. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Then
that's what I
think. And the video is super fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that single's already out. I think they need to push that joint more because that joint go hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the West Coast just came out of you go hard.
right.
Cool.
It go hard. Yeah, that was my third favorite.
Man. Shouts out.
Extra emphasis on the R's.
I thought the Soul Save joint made me feel like seeing them West Coast barbecues or something.
Yo, that joint came out as soon as I hopped in the car. That was the first one that came out too. Yeah,
the Soul Save.
That one was a good one too.
It just sound like a West Coast party.
Yeah.
I feel like this.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought like it was like a barbecue type of joint. You know what I mean? Like typical West Coast video. Yep.
Oh, look at this.
That's exactly what I thought.
I think this album is going to be good as far as like when they perform it and it's live in the ministry, because the words that they're saying is definitely like the content is on point and is there, you know what I mean? And I can tell that they did this with a ministry focus. Like, it was definitely to minister to the streets, to the crowd. You know, some people, they do music and it's kind of, you know, kind of like your headphone, you relax, you chill. But this was more like, I feel like a live performance kind of album where you know that they're going to go out and minister this. And it's going to sound even better live, you know what I mean, when you hear it live. So
that, you know, and I agree with you because I think like what you said, like it's definitely about ministering. Cause I think a lot of dudes, I won't say a lot of dudes, I think some dudes in CHH, they want to remind you of how gangster they were. You know what I'm saying? Like don't sleep on me. You know what I mean? Like I'm so gangster, or whatever. And I didn't get that from, you said what?
Nah, I said it like they still get it in.
Right. Right. And pause. But I'm saying I didn't get that from this. I didn't get it from this album. Like I got like these are some real dudes.
That's what, you know, I'm saying?
They're not trying to flex on nobody. Nah. You know what I mean? But you know. You know what I'm saying? If you come from the gutter, you know that these dudes are official.
Like when Hurt said you go strapped to the funeral, I was like, oh, I remember that. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was like last week for like you, right?
Jay, you remember that, Jay? Jay, you remember that, right? When you used to go strapped to the funeral?
Yeah, basically.
That don't mean you're not saved, though. Like, you go strapped to the funeral, that don't mean you're not saved.
That's true.
I mean, I was a Christian when I did it, so.
That means you pro-America. That's all that means.
You just carry two A.
Yeah.
But and to add to that, they rep their side. They rep Cali, the West Coast. You could tell it was... That's what it was in there.
Like, and I think that's what's missing for me.
It was a good album.
With a lot of music, that's what's missing, because I know the internet put everybody in the same room, but, you know, music isn't regional. It may be, maybe it's an old school mindset, but like when I put on a Cali artist music, I want to feel like I'm in California.
Right.
And that's why I make music like New York. You know, I want you to feel like you're in Brooklyn when you hear my music, or you're in Queens when you hear my music. And that's kind of what I want to get from the West and from the South. I don't want everybody sounding like the South.
Right.
Right. So I think
Real. I definitely got that feeling from Masterpiece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, listen, shout out to Justin Messenger, Urban Epistle.
Word.
And our boy Hurt. You know, the whole Royal Priesthood. Keep doing y'all thing. Black Friday
experience
that's dropping. Yeah, they got a couple videos that keep dropping right every week or something, right? Like little interviews that come out from RPH experience. Yeah, I've seen a couple videos. I'm gonna check again. But anyway, check them out, man. And we here, man. So with Masterpiece being brought up, what's up with my man Riggs, man? What we got? What we got musically, man? What we got dropping, man?
I mean, these days I'm more engineer than rapper. So, you know, I'm mixing a lot of projects like Joshua Penn, a.k.a. Young Josh from a couple years back.
Okay.
From Philly?
Coming out. Yeah. So I've been working on his album. You know, I helped put it together. Well, he had a lot of music. You know what I'm saying? He had like 3 albums worth of music.
Wow.
And he was just sitting on, and he couldn't make a decision. So, you know, he hired me on board. I chose 12 tracks for him.
Nice.
That I think go together.
Okay, so you A&R'ing too. You're not just mixing.
Yeah, right. because that's just the way my mind works. That's always been kind of my gift. You know what I mean? Even before I was really doing the studio thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, for a body of work, you want someone to be able to sit through it from beginning to end.
Right.
You know, and artists who are just artists, they can't really see the... you know, from up looking down, like the higher level looking down. So they'll just pick their favorite songs, put them together and call it an album.
Right.
And you gotta take people's listening experiences somewhere. So all the songs was fire. And y'all know I'm a critic. I don't be liking stuff. So
I'd be like, that's why we brought you on.
Yeah, you know, but I liked majority, if not all the songs. So I said, put the ones together that make sense, especially coming back out after all these years, you know. So
how long has it been for him? It's been a while, right?
I want to say 2014, maybe.
Wow.
Was the last project, I think. But yo, this joint is fire. Like I've had it for some months now and I still listen to it. So I'm mixing and mastering that right now. I'm about 60% done with it. So that should be out soon. I'm working on an EP with Selah. I'm producing the whole thing.
What?
Let's go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You've been hearing the stuff he put out. you know what I'm saying, with Fern. So he's in that gutter bag. So, you know, he called me like, all right, I'm ready, you know, because, you know, that's my zone. So
he's like the best kept secret, too, man. I don't think I think a lot of people sleep on him, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But he'll tell you, you know what I'm saying? I tell him because he's doing what everybody else do, not what he do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's showing his versatility. And my thing is, all right, we know you're versatile. Now do you.
Right.
And I think now he's getting more in that zone. And he's seeing, you know, the results of it and the response. So we're putting an EP together. I'm producing the whole thing. Because actually Hoodie Season 3 was supposed to be that. I was supposed to produce the whole thing. But I ended up producing like 4 joints on there instead. But so I'm working on that. I'm possibly working on.
And you had a verse on that with Voss, right?
Yeah, I had 2 verses on the project.
2 verses.
The one with Voss and the other one NYCHH. Okay, I think it's cool with me, him, and Precise.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm working on possibly another album right now. Because I'm in the early stages. Like the way my mind works, I don't just make songs and put them together and call it an album. Like, I gotta have a reason. Like, if I feel like God ain't giving me nothing to say, I'm not gonna rap.
Right.
I'm not super in love with it like that, you know. Yeah. But if he gives me something to say, then I kind of create a world. I approach albums like films. That's why the masterpiece sounded the way it did. You know what I'm saying? So I have like my first act, my second act, my third act. So if I don't have that in place, I'm not going to make music. Once I have that in place, then I know the songs I need to carry out, you know what I mean? That audio visual type of thing.
Now, Masterpiece was your first album, right?
Second album. Yeah, the first one was New York Renaissance. I dropped that 2012. And that was more so like, I just got to get this out of my system. So it was me just, you know, having fun, rapping, putting stuff together. And again, that New York vibe that even from then I felt like was missing, you know what I mean? So it was the culmination of like everything before it up to 2012 when it came out, you know? So, and with that album, a lot of the process, I was literally walking through Queensbridge, sitting down on the bench by the basketball court, writing a song called Project Bench. You know what I'm saying? While I was literally there, you know, at the Brooklyn Bridge, writing another record. I mean, listening to beats while I'm on the train, like just kind of soaking that all
experience.
That in. Yeah, you know, and bringing that. And then with Masterpiece, like I said, it was more like film oriented. I had a story. I wanted to tell my story, but not the typical way people tell their story. And, you know, we in the era of playlists, singles, nobody really listens to bodies of work anymore. Right. So me being me, instead of going with the wave, I'm about changing the guard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, what will make someone want to listen to an album? Mm. And that's kind of how I built that project, where the songs individually, they could live and do their thing. But as a body of work, you kind of just will let it run, like watching a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though you've seen the movie, you're like, oh, I'm in a mood to watch, you know what I'm saying, Dark Knight Rises today. Like, and you just kind of have it on and let it run. So, yeah. And I think that's what I'm going to do from now on. Just have that approach
to
my projects.
Do you like engineering more? Do you like rapping more?
It goes in phases. Like right now, I'm loving engineering. Then I get in these modes where I love producing more. Like, rap is probably my last on the list, usually. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I'm just like, because I'm not really talkative. So it's like, once I say what I got to say, ain't really much else to say unless I experience something so different that I got something to say about it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really got that much to say. So engineering, I feel like I create a feel. You know what I'm saying? I can manipulate feels and vibes. And you know what I'm saying? I get that from engineering. It's like coding because I code too. So like for me, it's the same thing where I got this palette and you kind of give me all these elements and I can make it whatever I want to make it. And I kind of get that with producing too. So that's why I get in my producer bag if I don't feel like engineering. you know.
Now, do you do videos too? Videography?
No.
Okay.
I hate. Oh, I mess with
that. You know, and that was something that I noticed too. I was like, I didn't see you drop any videos for your last project.
Yeah, well, the plan was, like I said, I created it like a film. So that plan was to actually do a video for every song.
Hmm.
That was the original plan. And I had somebody doing it. And, well, AI was going to shoot all my videos. But the fact that she's all the way in Buffalo kind of made it tough for me being in New York City. So she came out, you know, spent the weekend here. We shot a video, but overall it wasn't going to work out the way I wanted it to.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that do video, but not everybody got an eye, and I really respect her eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's nice.
Yeah. Like, she's incredible with the art. And we're like Josh always like, yo, you and Itina are just similar when it comes to that art thing. Like, we speak a language that she knows what I'm saying without me saying it, and vice versa. So it kind of just made sense, you know, to do it that way. And it was going to, you know, like a barter thing, because I had mixed her last project that had came out, Blank Canvas. Mm-hmm. I mixed that project. So she was going to do the videos for me. So, long story short, you know, videos is a lot of work, and then with the distance, so it didn't work out that way. And I kind of figured that could happen. So I kind of made the music not trendy in case I wanted to drop a video 2-3 years later. It could still be relevant.
All right. It's not dated. So, right.
Yeah, so it's possible that could still happen, because it's still something I want to do, and that's kind of
real dope.
That's kind of what also prevents me from going full steam ahead with another album, because I'm like, I didn't fully get out everything I wanted with this one yet.
Got it.
You know what I mean, without the visuals, but either way, you know, I'm still crafting. So right now, I'm sitting on one new song. I'm just kind of sitting on it, because again, I don't really know if it'll fit depending on where I'm going.
Right.
I'm not going. So, you know, we'll see what it turns out to be. So, but right now I'm just mixing everybody's project. Like, so I got my hands in something.
Yeah. So you mixed AI's album. Who else have you mixed that's in the CHH industry?
I mixed some of Hoodie Season 3 for Selah. I actually just did a record with the OG world famous Curtis Blow.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just mixed a record that he's on, and he liked it so much, he's actually going to do another one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
wild.
Yeah, him. I got a joint I'm sitting on with Rock Ness Monster from Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on that for a while. Who else? A couple people. You know, I can't think of everything right now, but... you know, a couple of lesser known artists.
Should the CHH artists start reaching out to you to get their stuff mixed and mastered?
Oh, I'm the go-to.
Okay, okay. All right.
I'm gonna start working on my album.
You gotta pray about it first, and then you gotta reach out to them.
I'm the go-to guy.
Don't call me.
Just do it. So like, I went to
you gotta charge a tolerance fee for that.
I went to an event, an award show right before COVID hit, and somebody came up to me that live in Florida, and it was like, yo, I heard you the go-to guy in New York. I said, you heard right.
But yo, y'all heard it right here, man. My man Riggs is the go-to guy. Yeah. He gonna be dropping something hopefully soon.
I'm still doing features in the meantime. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I get the call to drop a 16, I do that. So I probably got like 4 features coming out that I haven't dropped yet.
Nice.
That's dope.
Dope. Where can people find you, Riggs?
Right here on That's Not Christian. Well,
yo, are you going? You gonna bring back the Great Debaters?
I think about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I get a video editor, I bring it back, because, you know, I had a couple of dope guests. I had Akon's engineer on there.
Right.
And I was going to have one of the members from Wu-Tang on there. Like, things was opening up for me, you know what I'm saying? But it's just the editing part. I was doing everything in the house, and with all the other hats I wear, from I'm mixing this one's album, I'm producing for this one, I'm still writing features for this one, you know, like me being a triple threat with the audio, and I take all three of those things serious. Like,
you don't want to compromise, right?
Yeah, to learn something else new now, it's like you got to have a team. Like, you know, you can't do every single thing. You get burnt right. out. Like, I still right. have a day job. I got a family. So mm-hmm. I can't do it all. So, you know, I don't mind the recording part, but when it comes to editing, like, if I don't got somebody to do that, I don't know if that will come back. But we'll see, man. The Lord provides, you know, so.
That's real.
It always seems so, like you always, like, I know you in the audio chat, and it's always like you're still – like, you're still one of those who's still, like, a student. Not in the sense that, you know, like, you're a novice, but it's always, like, you're always learning. Like, it always seems like you always just want to learn more about
that's just craft. How I live my life in general. You got to be teachable all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's like, dope.
In my walk, I'm like that. When it comes to music, that's why I got so much better at my mixing and my mastering, you know, to where I retain all my clients because I know what I'm doing and I'm still teachable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Getting better, producing, rapping. You know, I'm trying to be the best of all three. Like, I want to be able to say nobody that does all three is better than me. Not out of arrogance, but because I put that time and I put that.
Right. You put in the work. Right.
Going to take me serious for all three, because there was a point in time where they said Kanye could only produce. He can't rap. Mm-hmm. And no, he's not the best lyricist. He's one of the best artists and producers. Right. You know what I'm saying? Drake is one of the best rappers and singers that does both. You know what right. I'm saying? You know, Dre don't write his stuff, but as an artist and a producer and as an engineer, he gets his props. So, again, I'm about the changing of the guard. Whatever the wave is.
Triple threat rigs.
The other thing. You know what I mean? So when
that's
it comes
the next
to,
album.
When it comes to bars, beats and mixing, I'm the go-to.
Let's go.
Go-to rigs. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the next
triple
album.
Threat right there.
Bars, beats and mixing.
Well, Riggs, what's your handle? Where can people find you? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Facebook, Riggs Carrington. Instagram, Riggs Carrington. Twitter, Riggs Carrington. I'm not on Twitter as much, but you can find me there. Yeah, and I'm easy.
Telegram streets,
accessible.
Right?
Yeah, I'm in these Telegram streets. Heavy. I run Telegram. No, I'm playing. But yeah, you know, I'm accessible and I respond to most people. I mean, unless you ask me something stupid, then I'm going to leave you on my back. But, you know.
To most people.
I'm just saying. I keep it real. Some people, right. Some things I see, I'm like, nah, I'm not giving time to that.
Dope, dope. Well, yeah, with that being said, we want to thank Riggs for coming on. Thank you for listening.
Yes, appreciate you, bro.
We want to make
for
sure.
Having me.
Yeah, we want to make sure you hit the subscribe button and also check out the channel sponsor, Eurific. It's those sanitizing wands. Get them while they're hot. Go to Eurific.com. Use promo code TNC to get $10 off and free shipping. And don't forget, we got new merch out on shop.thatsnotchristian.com. So go cop yourself a sweater, a shirt,
mouth,
a mug. Yeah, there you go. Watch your mouth, beloved. And some new stuff that we're cooking up. So you'll see it soon. Just make sure you check back. All right. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.